I always thought teaching was such a great thing because you're really teaching the kids and the future generation to become adults and stuff. It's great.
Yeah, it's meaningful work for sure.
Did your father, my grandfather, did he influence you in any way to become a teacher?
Definitely. Grandpa, as you know, had his PhD in inorganic chemistry, and he taught at UCLA for well over 50 years. He taught, obviously, college-age students, but he did talk about how his favorite aspect of being a chemistry professor was teaching his freshman course and having that big audience and, you know, connecting with the students. And he was a real teacher. I wasn't at his level, and I certainly don't have his science knowledge, but yeah, I definitely think my teacher in me comes from Grandpa for sure.
Yeah. Looking back on your past, what is it, 21, 22
years? I'm in my 22nd, so end of this year will be 22nd years total.
Would you do anything over, or would you change something? Would you want to teach a different grade? Because you teach fourth grade, would you want to teach maybe third grade or something? What would you change if you were to change anything?
Good question. Well, I did have experience in a few other grades. I've been fourth grade now for like 15 of my 22 years, but I did have the opportunity to teach kindergarten with a very, you know, master kindergarten teacher, your kindergarten teacher, Irene Kelly. And I did that for 3 years, and it was a wonderful learning experience, but mm-hmm. I kind of realized it wasn't who I was. It wasn't what we call my niche.
Yeah.
I also had some third and fifth graders in my first year, but you know what? I love the school because it's a wonderful school and a wonderful school community. My colleagues, the people I work with. No, I wouldn't change anything, James. It's really been great because both you and your sister were at Franklin for your kindergarten through fifth grade. It was, you know, even better when you guys were there. But no, definitely. Mm-hmm. I think it's been a really great place to be. And mm-hmm. the fact that I've been able to stay in one school, some teachers get moved around a lot. I'm actually really mm-hmm. grateful that I didn't.
Yeah. Franklin is a great elementary school. I'm grateful I was able to go there. One last question to kind of wrap this all up. I'm seeing, like, growing up with a teacher mom, it's always interested me to go into the teaching career. What are your thoughts on that? Do you think I should? Or?
Well, I would certainly encourage you if you were interested. I wouldn't push you because you got to really dedicate yourself to it like anything else. You know, it's not just show up and do the work. It, as you know, mommy is, you know, from September to June or whatever it is, August to end of May, I'm really like, that's it. It's my life. And, you know, even though we get winter break and spring break, it's with me 24/7. I'm always thinking about it like I think about you guys.
Yeah.
It's intense. I love the fact, and I need those vacations to sort of recover and rejuvenate and store up my energy for the next year because I'm, by the end of one school year, completely worn out. But it's a great career, and there's a certain feeling of security. I feel very proud of what I do. Like I said earlier, I know I'm making a contribution. It's meaningful. It's soul-fulfilling. So I wouldn't push you. Certainly not a bad idea to, you know, consider even, you know, later on down the line, after you get your degree, if you don't have a plan, you can certainly, you know, think about it. It's a great way, and it could even be middle school or high school level, but I do want it to be something you want to do, not doing it because your mom said you should do it.
Yeah. Thanks so much for your time. I really appreciate that, Mom. Gonna be all right.